אור החיים, חלק שני, הלכות נטילת ידיים לסודה, הלכה וו, פרגרף קוו. We dedicate the shiur today לעילוי נשמת רב שבסי ברבי יששכר דויב, the father of Harry Fox, a close friend, and Chaim David ben Oizer Pinchas, who was one of the students of Rav Rosenfeld, zichron levracha, part of our chevra. Rav Nosson Zal, in this next piece, is going to speak a little bit about Eretz Yisrael and Avraham Avinu, and then closing remarks on the topic of Korach, which we spoke about before, previously in this halacha. V'zeh b'chinas ma'ilas Eretz Yisrael. Everything we've been learning till now is tied into the great significance of Eretz Yisrael. Sheshom ikar klolias ha'olamos. That's the best place in the world where the worlds, all the worlds, upper worlds and lower worlds, come together. Ikar hamshochas hadas hakodesh hanal. And that's also the place where there's the greatest ability to be able to bring recognition of Hashem into the world, the holy das that we spoke about before. Shalideze ikar he'oras hayira v'haratzin. And when this das, when this recognition of Hashem in the world is strong, then there's a great light of yira, respect for Hashem, and ratzin, desire and yearning towards Hashem. Shekol ze zoichen b'Eretz Yisrael. And all of this, a person can achieve best in Eretz Yisrael. Ki ikar Eretz Yisrael hu beis hamikdosh. Because the most important site in the Beis Hamikdosh, in the Eretz Yisrael, is the Beis Hamikdosh. Shenikro Har HaMoiria, which is called the Mountain of Moiria. Al Shem Reach HaKtoires. Moir was one of the special spices in the Ktoires. And one of the reasons why the Beis Hamikdosh is called Har HaMoiria is based on that, the special offering of Ktoires that was done there, the smell of the Ktoires, as is brought, K'moshom Rabbi Senosal, as is brought in the Medrash. Vishom Mokoim Hayira. And the Beis Hamikdosh is also the place where there's the most powerful Yira, respect for Hashem. K'moshe Kosuv, as we find Yaakov Avinu, when he comes upon the site of the Beis Hamikdosh, he says, Ma Noira Hamokoim Hazeh. How awesome is this place. Vishom Iker Heores Haratzoim. And the Beis Hamikdosh was also the place where there was the greatest light of Heores Haratzoim, of tremendous desire and yearning for Hashem. Bechinas, as the Pasuk says in Shir HaShirim, Toichoi Rotzuf Ahavo, that the center, Toichoi means the center of Eretz Yisrael, which is Yerushalayim, which is the Beis Hamikdosh, is lined with love, deep love. Vezeh bechinas lech lecho me'artzecho u'mimoyladetcho mi'beis avicho el ho'oretz asher areko. And this is tied in very much to how Hashem presented Eretz Yisrael to Avram Avinu. Hashem says to Avram Avinu, I want you to leave your country, your birthplace, and your family, and go to the land which I'll show you. Hashem doesn't tell him which land, where it is. Upirish Rashi HaKodesh points out, V'loy gilo loy ha'oretz miyad, Hashem did not reveal to Avram Avinu exactly which land he's referring to right away. Kedei lechavavo be'enov, in order to make it more beloved in the eyes of Avram Avinu, in order to make him want it even more, to increase the desire, the yearning. Hainu, just like when you want to get a child's desire ratcheted up, you tell him, I'm going to give you something special. What is it? I'm not telling. I'm not going to show it to you. And that makes the desire stronger usually. Hainu, ki me'achar she'ikar shleimus Eretz Yisrael, hu she'shom zoichin lehoras harotzen ha'muflaganal, because of the fact that one of the most significant, important things about Eretz Yisrael is the fact that it's in Eretz Yisrael, that a Jew can be zoche to this awesome he'oras harotzen, this deep yearning and longing for Hashem, Al kein lo yigilo lo yhoretz miyad. It's for this reason that Hashem did not reveal to Avram Avinu immediately which land he's talking about, kedei lechavavo beinov, to make it more beloved to Avram Avinu. Kedei sheyirtze v'yishtoikek v'yisave yoyser v'yoyser lovei l'shem. So that Avram Avinu's desire and yearning to get there would be stronger and stronger. Vayidei ze daiko yizke lovei l'shem. And by having that deep, powerful yearning and desire to get Eretz Yisrael, that would ensure that Avram Avinu would succeed in getting there, ulekabel kedushas Eretz Yisrael b'shleimus, and be able to receive and draw upon himself the holiness of Eretz Yisrael to the highest degree. She'ikara, of which the most important holiness and significance of Eretz Yisrael, hu haratzoin v'hahishtoikikus l'Hashem Yisborach, is this powerful desire and yearning for Hashem. That's one of the most important benefits of Eretz Yisrael. Shezehu bechinas klal kol hamenis sheyesh lechol echot ledovar shebikdusha. And Rav Nosson Zal says this also explains all the different types of obstacles that people experience when they're trying to come close to holiness, any type of holiness, whether it's Eretz Yisrael, whether it's a tzaddik, whether it's Torah. And very often people have obstacles that block them, that make it difficult for them. V'chol ma shehadovar shebekdusha godol b'yoyser, yesh loy menias yoyser. Rav Nosson Zal points out that usually the holier the thing that you're trying to achieve or you're trying to get to, the more obstacles and the more difficult the obstacles are in being able to achieve it. Hakoil bishvil zeh. And it's all for this reason, meaning machmasheikar hakedusha liskois l'rotzin. Because the most significant holiness is for a person to have a deep desire and longing for Hashem. Shehu ikar hatachlis kanal. That's the most important goal for a Jew, to get to that level where I want Hashem. I want more of Hashem. I want more Torah. I want to get closer to Hashem. Al kein moinen oisoi kol kach. And it's for this reason that Hashem withholds it to such a degree. Kedei sheyir loy rotzon chozok yoyser. In order that the person, by the fact that it's being withheld, by the fact that the person's experiencing these obstacles, that makes the person want it even more. Shalideze yiske lahadovar shebikdusha bishleimus. And that's what assures us that the person will achieve what they want to achieve to perfection, on the highest level possible. When a person gets something that they didn't work for that much, that they didn't have to struggle for that much, they appreciate it to a certain level. But when a person really has to work very hard to achieve something, and they have to overcome all kinds of obstacles, when they achieve it then, their level of appreciation and their level of enjoying that item fully is much, much far greater. Ulekabloi koroi, and to be able to receive the item properly, beratzon toiv, with real goodwill, ulehishtoikikus nifla, and to incredible, incredible yearning and desire for Hashem, for holiness, sheze ikar hatachlis. That's the most important goal. That's the most important accomplishment. That yearning, that desire, that ratzon. Again, Rabbeinu Zal points out in Likutei Moran that when Moshe Rabbeinu passed away, when Moshe Rabbeinu went up, when he left the world, his final aliyah, going up, where did he go up to? He went up to Ratzain. The word Moshe is 345. The word Ratzain is 346. And that's one of the reasons why Moshe Rabbeinu left the world on Shabbos at Mincha, which is called Ratzain Sheperetzainos, the peak of Ratzain, of desire and longing for Hashem. Ki gam acharkach kishebo en leretz Yisrael, Oyla Hadovar Shibikdusha. Now Rav Nosson Zal adds that even afterwards, after the person arrives in Eretz Yisrael, or after the person achieves, gets to whatever holiness they wanted to get to, Tzrichin oid lehizgaber beretzoynois toivim v'kisufim gedoylim l'Hashem Yisborach. The person then also has to increase and expand the good desires, the yearning, the great yearning for Hashem, kizeh ho'ikar, because that's the most important thing in a Jew. Remember also that the word nefesh, the Hebrew word nefesh, which means soul, also means desire. We have the pasuk in the beginning of Parshas Chayisara, where Avram Avinu says to the Bnei Ches, Im yesh es nafshechem likboyer es mesi, if it is your desire to assist me in burying my wife. Rashi says there the word nafshechem is ritzoinchem, your ratzoin. So when we talk about a Jewish soul, what is a Jewish soul all about? It's about desire. Desire, yearning, longing. Because we have a Yetzer Toiv and a Yetzer Hara, that desire can be channeled in a positive direction, in a good way, towards Hashem, towards Eretz Yisrael, towards holiness, towards the tzaddik, towards Torah, or that desire can be turned, chas v'shalom, to the wrong things. Paragraph kuf zayin, v'zeh, and this is why the pasuk says, right after the pasuk we quoted earlier, where Hashem tells Avram Avinu, I want you to go to Eretz Yisrael, Hashem gives Avram Avinu an incredible promise. Ve'ezcho legoy gadol, I will make you into a great nation. Va'avorechecho, and I will bless you. Va'agadlo shemecho, and I will give you a great name. I'll glorify you. Rav Nosson Zal points out that the Medrash tells us, Shehivtichoy al habonim, val hamomoim, val hashem. Hashem promised Avram Avinu three things. Number one, that he would be blessed with children. Number two, that he'll have money, he'll have wealth. And number three, he'll have fame, positive fame, recognition. Rav Nosson Zal explains, all three of these things are tied into what we've been learning so far, based on chapter 7 in the second half of Likut Imran. Ze bechinas hadas hakodosh hanal shezoichin beyoiser beretz Yisrael. These three promises are tied into that very high level of recognition and knowledge of Hashem that a person can achieve most and best in Eretz Yisrael. Ki bonim ze bechinas heoras ben v'talmid hanal, because the promise that he'll be zoiche to children, that's tied into what we've been learning about before, that one of the most important things that a person has to accomplish in this world is to have children and students. Ze bechinas heoras ben v'talmid hanal. Ki gam ha-talmidim kruyim bonim. Because Rabbeinu Zal shows in Likut Imran, students are also called one's children. The Gemara says if you teach someone Torah, it's as if you gave birth to them. Val yidei heoras ben v'talmid. And Rabbeinu Zal points out over there in Likut Imran that by achieving this light of this of a son and a student, zoichin leparnosa v'ashirus, that's a prerequisite for a person to be zoiche to parnosa and wealth. K'may shekosuv sham, as Rabbeinu Zal writes over there in chapter 7 in Likut Imran. V'zehu shehivtichoy al hamomoin. This is why Hashem promised Avram Avinu that he'll be zoiche to money, wealth. K'may shekosuv va'avorechecho, I will bless you. And Rashi points out, b'momoin, with money. K'alidei zeh hadas zoichin l'momoin v'ashirus kanal. Because through this das, this high level of recognition of Hashem, where a person shares that das with children and with students, that prepares the person to be able to receive the blessing of money and wealth from Hashem. V'zehu v'agad lo shemecho. And the third promise that Hashem made Avram Avinu, I will increase your name, I'll glorify you. Ze bechinas heoras harotzoin. That refers to this great light of Rotzayn that Avram Avinu will receive in Eretz Yisrael. Shehu Bechinas, as is found in a pasuk, which Rabbeinu Zal quotes in several places in Likutei Moran, L'shimcha u'lezichrecha tavas nefesh. My soul desires your name and your remembrance. So we see again the shame, the name, being associated with tavas nefesh, the desire of the soul. V'chol ma shemizgabrim beritzoinois toifim, toivim v'kisufim kidoshim l'Hashem Yisborach. And the more that a person strengthens their good desires and their holy yearning for Hashem, nichlolin b'yoyser b'shmoy hakodosh, the person becomes connected to Hashem's holy name more and more. U'kemoykein nigdal shmoy boilam, and the more a person becomes connected to Hashem's holy name, the more that person's name is, that person gains positive recognition in the world. V'hakol mishtoikikin v'roitzim lehikolel boy ulehiskari velov. And as a result of that, everyone yearns and wants to become part of that person, to come close to that person. Just like we find the Torah tells us, for example, that Hagar was a princess. She was a daughter of a king. She could have lived in royalty, in a palace with royalty. And she said that it's better to be a maidservant by Avram Avinu than to be a princess in my father's kingdom. There was this magnetic power drawing people to Avram Avinu because of his great rotzayin to Hashem. And again, the pasuk says, L'shimcha u'lezichrecha tavas nefesh. When a person is zoicha to a good name, a real good name, then all souls desire to be connected to that person, to come close to that person. V'zeh b'chinas ha-hei shenizvasef al shmoi. This will also explain Hashem's adding the letter He to Avraham Avinu's name. Originally his name was Avram, and Hashem said, I'm going to add a letter to your name, you're going to become Avraham. You will no longer be called by the name Avram, v'hoyo shimcha Avraham. Rav Nosson Zal explains, ki ois hei hu bechinas oso kalila delespo mashoshusa. There's a special song, those that the Ashkenazim, I believe the Sfaradim don't have this, but in all of the Ashkenazic communities, one of the highlights of the year and one of the highlights of the holiday of Shavuos is Akdamos, whereby when the Kohen, when the first person is called up in the morning to the Torah on Shavuos morning, before he makes his blessings on the Torah, the Balkore or Echazen recites Akdamos. Akdamos is a fantastic, fantastic song of praises of Hashem, which was written by the rabbis who lived approximately in the year 1200, 1300, a Rebbe Meir, who, a whole story with him, that he crossed the Sambatyon River to go to where the 10 lost tribes are. And he ended up saving a major city of Jews. A whole long story. And he gave the Jews a gift before he left. He wrote this fabulous song, this Akdamos, which became a custom in all Ashkenazic synagogues to recite this on Shavuos morning. And Rabbeinu Zal writes about Akdamos, and he says that the Jews know to appreciate this, that this is a fabulous, fabulous song expressing our deep love and longing and yearning for Hashem. The wording there is very poetic, it's fantastic. So one of the sentences there, it makes reference to a letter in the Hebrew alphabet that's very light. It has no substance to it. It has nothing physical to it. It's, in a sense, completely spiritual. This term, osa klila, a letter that's light, delespo mashoshusa, which has nothing tangible to it. And that's the letter he. Well, the way we pronounce he, it doesn't have any sound to it. And it's a type of letter that expresses when something wants something desperately. Lahavdil. Panting, when somebody is panting for something, they want it. That's an expression of deep desire and longing for something. That's this letter, hey. Rav Nosson Zal writes, Shezehu Bechinas Ma. This is also what we spoke about previously in this halacha, the term ma. What is it? What? What is this fantastic goodness that Hashem has reserved and hidden away for tzaddikim in the future? She'ein bo mamoshis. It has nothing tangible, nothing to grab onto, rak tshuka v'rotzoin levad, but rather it's an expression of yearning, desire, longing only. Shezel b'chinas shem ma hakodesh, and this is actually one of the holiest names of Hashem. Hashem's name Yud Ke Vav Ke, when it's written out with alephs, when it's spelled Yud Vav Dalet, Hey Aleph, Vav Aleph Vav, Hey Aleph. The numerical value of the letters then is 45. It's called the Shem Ma. Shehu Shem Havaya Baruch Hu. That's one of the expressions, one of the expansions of Hashem's name Yud Kei Vav Kei. Ki HaHei Hu Bechinas Rotzain. Because the letter Hei represents desire. Bechinas Ma. Sheze Zocha Avraham. This letter Hey, Avram Avinu, this Rotzoin, Avram Avinu achieved Alidei Goidel Ritzoinoi V'Kisufov HaToivim L'Hashem Yisborach, through his incredible desire and yearning and longing for Hashem. Shaidei Zeh Zochol Eretz Yisrael. And that's also how he merited being Zoche to Eretz Yisrael Ulahagdil Shmoi, and to have his name glorified, to achieve fame and recognition. Ukomay Shekosu B'dvorav Zal, as Rabbeinu Zal writes about this in Likutei Moran, chapter 142, She'ikar ho'avoida shel Avram Avinu hoyo horotzoin hatoiv, that the main manner in which Avram Avinu served Hashem was with good desire. Kihu nediv leiv harishon. He was the first great donor to Hashem. Nediv leiv means someone who wants to give, someone who enjoys giving, contributing. Kiloy hoyos adayin Torah, because the Torah had not yet been given to the world officially, so he didn't really have all the mitzvahs of the Torah. V'chol avoidosoi hoyorak rotzoin. So therefore, how did Avram Avinu express his respect and love for Hashem? The answer is in his desire, in his longing, wanting to serve Hashem, wanting to please Hashem, wanting to perform all the mitzvahs, even though they had not yet officially been presented to the world. V'chein gamato. And Rav Nosson Zal says, so too nowadays, today, Achar Matan Torah, even after we've received the Torah and we have all the mitzvahs, still, Ho'ikar, the most important thing that Hashem wants from a Jew, Hu HaRotzoin HaToiv, is that good desire. I want to do the right thing. I want to come close to Hashem. I want to learn Torah. I want to come close to Tzadikim. And sometimes that desire is even more significant than the actual performance of the mitzvah. We're not telling people not to perform mitzvahs, chas v'shalom. But between the two, there's incredible importance and significance to that rotzon, that desire. Wow, I want to, tomorrow is going to be Erev Rosh Chodesh Kislev. I want to fast. I want to go to Kivrei Tzadikim. I want to do tshuva. Erev Rosh Chodesh and Rosh Chodesh are a special time for tshuva. I want to do tshuva. All of these feelings and longings are extremely important, and especially when a person expresses it verbally, when a person says it in their hispiritus, it's extremely, extremely important. Someone sent a message on the chat, Rachmona Liba Boy. This is a very famous quote in the Gemara, that Hashem wants the heart, meaning the desire. And it's brought in Sifrei Kabbalah, that the first letters of those three words, Rachmana Liba Boy, Reish Lamed Beis, is the numerical value of all four combinations of Hashem's name, Yud Kei Vav Kei. There are four different formats as to how we can expand Hashem's name, Yud Kei Vav Kei, with Alephs, with Heys, with Yuds. And the numerical values are 72, 63, 45, and 52. When you add those together, it's 232, which is a famous number in the Sifrei Kabbalah. And 232 makes up the first letters of these powerful words. Hashem wants the desire. Hashem wants us to want, that we should want Him, we should want to do the right thing. Any questions, please?
Are we supposed to understand from this that Avraham, you know, was able to fulfill all the mitzvahs of the Torah without having received the Torah, just through his goodwill, just through his ratzon hatov? He was able to know that there's such a thing as Erev Tevshilin, for example, just from his ratzon hatov?
I believe that it's even written that Avraham Avinu did fulfill the Torah. Whether he did it only through Ratzlein or he actually performed the mitzvahs lemaisa, I think he even performed the mitzvahs lemaisa, although again, it wasn't in actualizing it, it wasn't on the same level as if the Torah had already been given officially. We know the Gemara says that a person who is mitzuva voisa, a person who is commanded to perform the mitzvahs, gets greater credit than a person who isn't commanded. And again, the world, the Jew, there wasn't a Jewish nation yet to be commanded to actually perform the mitzvahs. But I believe he actually did perform mitzvahs even before it was officially given. But still, Rabbeinu Zal and Rav Nosson Zal stress that his main avoida, because the Torah had not yet been given officially, the main avoida of Avram Avinu was the heart, the longing, the desire. The pasuk that Rav Nosson Zal quotes, a pasuk in Tehillim, where the pasuk says, "Lev nishbar v'nidke Elokim loy sivze." A broken heart and a heart that's filled with humility is something that Hashem will never reject. And it's brought that the last letters of those words, "Lev nishbar v'nidke Elokim loy sivze," spell the word Avraham, showing that this was what he was especially all about. This nediv lev, this nedivus slave, this yearning and desire to do for Hashem, to bring people close to Hashem.
Did you say that this pasuk lev nishba is rashi tevot Avram or something else?
Sofei tevot, the last letters of those words. Lev, the last letter is a bez. Nishbar, a resh. Vinidke is a hey. Elokim is a mem. Lo is an aleph. That spelled the last letters of those five words spell the word Avraham.
Beautiful. Quick question on what we just said earlier, that the closer you get to an objective that's holy, and the higher the holiness of the objective, the greater the difficulty of connecting the meniot, as Rabbeinu explains also in length in Torah Samech Rav, there are obstacles in order to get there, and it's to increase the desire. But we also see, like, if you look closely, I think it's true for everybody that usually obstacles make it more difficult to connect and give us a sense of despair almost.
That's the test. That's why Rabbi Nachman writes about this in such a powerful way in the chapter that you quoted, 66, that a Jew needs to know that when they see those obstacles, it's not Hashem rejecting you. It's not Hashem pushing you away. On the contrary, Hashem is trying to tease you to get you to want it more. Like a person teases a child to push the child to want more and to be prepared to go further, the extra mile, in order to be able to get it.
Amazing. Thank you.
Yes. We mentioned before that Moshe, the word Moshe is 345. The word Ratzon is 346, to show that when Moshe Rabbeinu went up, which means when he left the world, when he passed away, he went up to Ratzon. So that Ratzon is a level above Moshe, in a sense, even above Moshe Rabbeinu while he was living. While he was living, he obviously had a tremendous desire and yearning for Hashem. But when he passed away, when he went higher, Where did he go higher to? To this level called Ratzon. The closing, one of the closing lines of the Shmoneh Esrei, someone pointed out in the chat, Yihyu leRatzon Imrei Fi, V'Hegyon Li B'Lefanecha. Let the words of my mouth and the thoughts of my heart be leRatzon, accepted with goodwill by Hashem. And it's brought that in that sentence, in that complete sentence, there are 10 yuds, which represent the 10 yuds in the four names of Hashem's name when they're expanded in the manner that we mentioned before. Okay, now Rav Nosson Zal gives us a closing remarks on the topic of Korach, which we spoke about earlier. We had mentioned that Korach made a terrible mistake. Number one, he saw that he came from very holy ancestry. His great-grandfather was Levi, one of the 12 tribes, and then further above that was Yaakov Avinu, and then he also was able to see into the future, and he saw that from him is destined to come Shmuel Anavi, who's compared to Moshe Rabbeinu and Aharon HaKohen put together. And this gave him a certain false confidence to have the audacity, the chutzpah, to challenge, to rebel against Moshe Rabbeinu and Aharon HaKohen. And Rav Nosson Zal spoke about this at length. We had this previously in paragraph 69. Now Rav Nosson Zal adds something additional. Urei, Rav Nosson Zal says, come and see, Ze Heir Hashem Le'enai B'Sefer Divrei Hayomim. Hashem opened my eyes. This is Rav Nosson Zal talking to us on a personal level. Hashem opened my eyes when I was learning Divrei Hayomim. Shedigdakti v'ro'isi, I looked carefully and I observed, Shekishemeyaches shom ha'meshoyorim sh'omdu al aduchan mibnei Levi, that when the Navi over there speaks about the ancestry of the Levim who sang in the Beis Hamikdash, who sang in the Shehem, who came Shehem Gershon, Kohos, Umerorit, which were from these three families, the three families of the three children of Levi, Gershon, Kohos, and Merori, She'enoi Maskir Shem Yaakov, Shehu Yisrael, Kiim Behemon HaMeshoirer. It does not, when it lists their ancestry going back by the others, it only goes up to Levi. It's only by Haman, one of the singers from Shevet Levi, that it mentions Yaakov Avinu also. Shehu mibnei Korach ben Yitzhar ben Kohos ben Levi ben Yisroel. Shemiyachasoy ad ben Levi ben Yisroel. If you look over there in Divrei Hayomim, by Haman, when it mentions his name, it mentions his ancestry going all the way back to Yaakov Avinu, to Yisroel. Avol tekev ba'ochiv osof she'eno mibnei Korach. However, immediately, when it speaks about the other singers of the tribe of Levi, who were not from the sons of Korach, eino meyachasoy kim ad Gershon ben Levi. It only lists the ancestry going back to a son, a descendant of Gershon, who was son of Levi. V'loy hizkir ben Yisroel. It doesn't list the next generation back being Yisroel. V'chein b'vnei Merari. And so too when it mentions the names of the children, the descendants of Merari, who were singers. Einoi meyaches oison kiim ad Merari ben Levi. Again, it goes all the way back to Levi. V'loy hizkir shom gamkein shem Yisroel. It doesn't mention Yisroel. So again, Yisroel, Yaakov Avinu, is mentioned only regarding the descendant of Korach. Ato horei soladas. And Rav Nosson Zal says, this enlightened me. Shekol ze moire. All of this shows us. Sheikar mashemazkir shem Yisroel behemon hameshoire shumizera Korach. Hurak machmas tfilas Yaakov Avinu. That the reason why the Torah makes a special point of mentioning Yaakov Avinu only by Haman, who was a descendant of Korach, was that this was a result of the special prayer of Yaakov Avinu. Shehispalel, when he was giving the blessing to his son Levi, he said a special prayer, Bikoholom al techad kevoidi. when they will gather together, when the descendants of Levi will gather together to rebel against Moshe Rabbeinu, I don't want my name mentioned. My kavod, my honor should not be included. Al machloikis Koirach. That was referring to the machloikis of Koirach. Rak biyichusoy al haduchon yizocher shmoy daiko. Whereas, when the Levian will be pronounced over the fact that they were the ones who stood on the platform in the Beis Hamikdash and sang and played musical instruments, there Yaakov Avinu wanted his name, yes, to be mentioned. Yizocher daiko. Hainu kichol dvoreinu eile hamavorim lamala. This fits beautifully with everything that we explained earlier. Shemashenizkar shem Yisroel biyichusay aladuchan, that the fact that the name Yisroel, which is Yaakov Avinu's great respected name, is mentioned when the Torah speaks about the Levim who sang on the platform in the Beis Hamikdash, ze ikar hatikun shepoal Yaakov Avinu. This is a major accomplishment which Yaakov Avinu accomplished. She'af al pi shekoirach yihye chozok b'machlukusoy. Even though Koirach will be very strong and adamant in his rebellion against Moshe Rabbeinu, v'yiftach al zaroy, and he'll be confident because of his children, because of his grandchildren, Shehem Hashalsheles Gedoyla Shamdu Mimenu, which is the great heritage that came forth from him, the wonderful children and grandchildren of it, Afal Pikein Lo Yucha LeKalkel Ad Hashoyra Shalyan. Even though Koirach did such a terrible thing, he was not able to damage the lineage going all the way back to its origin, to Yaakov Avinu. Ki etzem shoyresh hakedushol shel Yaakov Avinu biatzmoi, because the essence of the source of holiness of Yaakov Avinu, l'shom lo yucha lahagia hapegam vakilkul, to there, the destruction, the damage that Koirach caused was not able to reach all the way up there. Adarabba, just the opposite. Al yidei nekudas kedushas Yaakov, based on the great holiness of Yaakov Avinu, al yidei ze yigmor Hashem yisborach kiritzoinoi, that would ensure that Hashem would be succeed in filling out what Hashem really wanted. Shetia hanekuda mistateres bederech niflo, that the holiness of Yaakov Avinu should go into hiding in an incredible way during the time of Koirach, ad shebesoif yotzu mimenu hashalsheles hagedoyla, until eventually, after Koirach is out of the picture, after Koirach is eliminated, then they would come forth from him this holy, great, wonderful lineage. V'hakol bekoyach kedushas Yaakov, and all of this was coming from the great holiness of Yaakov Avinu. The Koirach yihye nishar kereach mikan umikan, whereas Koirach ended up losing out on both sides. There's an expression in Hebrew, kereach mikan v'kereach mikan, bald over here and bald over there. When a person has hair, let's say, in the middle of the head and bald on both sides, this expression, kereach mikan, kereach mikan, means that the person lost out before and after. V'alkein, and therefore, Behemon Hameshoire Mibnei Koirach, when it came to the singer Haman, who was from the descendants of Koirach, Nizgar Hayichus Ad Yaakov Yisrael. There the Torah does mention his lineage going all the way back to and including Yaakov Avinu, Yisrael. Avaloi Bifnei Gershna Merari, however, when it speaks about the Levim, the singers who were descendants of Gersh Merari, it doesn't mention Yaakov Avinu. Why? Kishom ein tzrichen laze, because over there it wasn't necessary, because there was no break in the chain. Aval etzel b'nei Koirach, whereas when it came to the children of Koirach, shekilkel kol kach b'machlekusoy, who caused such tremendous damage and destruction by his rebellion against Moshe Rabbeinu, Shom Nizkar Daiko Shem Yisroel. There the Torah goes to the extent of mentioning that Koirach's descendants were also descendants going all the way back to Yaakov Avinu, Yisrael. Ki ze ikar hatikun, because that's the main accomplishment. Veze poal Yaakov betfilosoi, and this is what Yaakov Avinu succeeded in achieving in his tefillah, that even if along the way in the generations there would be someone who would mess things up, he would not be able to destroy that light. The light would be concealed momentarily, temporarily, and would reveal itself again at the right moment, at the right time. Udvar Elokeinu yokum loilam. And the will of Hashem, the word of Hashem, will be established forever. Meaning that the Hashem's plan that there should be holiness, that things should be good, will always end up winning out in the end and being established. Ki ato moroim la'olam Hashem, because you, Hashem, are always exalted. You always come out on top. There's a famous Gemara, I believe, on these words. Vi ato moroim la'olam Hashem. The Gemara says la'olam yodcha avhel yoina. Hashem, your hand always comes out on top. There's a game that children play sometimes where one person puts their hand down and the other one puts their hand on top, and each one tries to put it on top and each one tries to end up on top in the end when the timer goes off. So the Gemara says that Hashem, la'olam yodcha al yoina, the hand of Hashem will always come out on top, meaning that the good will eventually always win out in the end. We made it. We made it to the finish line of this halacha, which was 65 pages. This is one of the longest halachas in Likutei Halachos. And the next halacha is Hilchas Suda, so everyone has to make a Suda to celebrate the siyum that we got to the finish line of this huge halacha. Baruch Hashem. Any questions, please?
Mazel tov.